Beginning Wednesday, visitors at schools in one North Idaho district will be required to check in by video and be buzzed in. It's one of many security measures parents and students are seeing across the Northwest as a result of the Sandy Hook shooting in 2012. But as Jessica Robinson reports, one of the most talked about changes, arming teachers, failed to materialize.
Push the button.
The director of technology at the Coeur d'Alene School District, Gene Bangfort, and Superintendent Matt Handelman demonstrate the new entry system for reporters at Ramsey Elementary School.
Hi, Gene and Matt.
Hi. Can you see us?
Yes, I can see all of you.
Last year, Coeur d'Alene voters approved a $1.4 million school levy to pay for this and other security upgrades. Superintendent Handelman says that includes surveillance cameras, GPS tracking on school buses.
We are trying to put as many layers as we can to make our kids and our staff safer.
But at the urging of local law enforcement, one measure the district isn't taking up is arming staff and teachers. In fact, few districts in the Northwest have, even where the population is hardly gun squeamish, like North Idaho. The National Rifle Association and others had recommended the step as a measure to stop armed intruders. University of Oregon professor Jeffrey Sprague studies school safety and security.
I just think there's a societal, it's just part of the zeitgeist that people don't want schools to be like armed fortresses.
A board member in Sandpoint, Idaho, who floated the idea of arming teachers, now faces a recall election. Last fall, the Idaho School Boards Association voted down a proposal to set up a weapons training program for educators. And in Oregon, the Eagle Point schools had planned to circulate a survey to parents asking what they think about training and arming teachers, but that has yet to happen. In Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, I'm Jessica Robinson.